and just lift this call up in prayer. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you to praise all the glory and all the honor that is due you. Lord, we just want you to come into the midst. You said where two or three are gathered, you will be there also. So we are just thankful that this day you have given us those things that we should think on this Think on These Things Thursday. Father, we ask that you pour a special anointing on the woman of God who is coming forth to deliver the message from on high. We just thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. Without them, this call would not be in existence. So we just praise your name because we know that you are worthy of the praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you, Father, for Artists International, the vehicle that brought these two women together. So we pray for the Diaz de Leon family. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you because we know without you, we would be a mess. Where would we be this day without you, O Heavenly Father? So we want to glorify you, magnify your name, lift you up and exalt you because that is what's due you. So again, we say amen, amen, and amen, and we are just so thankful you joined us, and I will call our host forward. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Minister LaShawn.
Amen, and praise God for you. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy. And Minister Kai, I love that tag as well. We are definitely thinking on these things. So again, good morning to you all out there on the East Coast, West Coast, all over, wherever you are. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. The Master's Call was found October 25th, 2010 by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, affectionately known as Dr. Dimples, the Motivator. We're just so excited because these two women said yes to God when he gave them a mandate to create the Master's Call. And because it was done in decency and order, because it was done by his steps, and because they prayed and sought counsel about this call has been uninterrupted since day one of the call. And trust me, the enemy tried to intercede, but it did not work because we stand on the blood of the Lamb, and this call has been uncontaminated, unhindered, and just has moved forward. So we're just blessed and thankful that you joined us this morning. We thank you. If this is your very, very first time on the call, we invite you and a few other of your friends or family members to join us next week and thereafter. If you want to know a little bit more about the call, all you have to do is go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there, not only will you find all of the calls that are archived, but you'll also learn a little bit more about the ministers that come on the line and provide the message. You'll learn a little bit more about the co-founders of the call. There's prayer directives when we have a corporate fast. There's so much information on that website, and it's interactive. That means if you post a comment on there, we will be able to see it and interact with you. And if God is tugging on you and saying it's time for you to bring the word or to join the Master's Call family, we're calling you all from the north, the south, the east, and the west to join us, to become a TMC prayer intercessor or a TMC greeter or to bring the word. All you have to do is just email us at info@themasterscall.net, and there a response will be given to you immediately so that you know what to do moving forward. So directly after this call is the MMC call, and that call is headed by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and other artistpreneurs on the line, motivators, movers and shakers that will get you excited about your artist business. And if you want to join that line with us, that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539 539- 598 pound. And you may say to yourself, well, what does a motivational call have to do with the prayer line? And what is an artist international and a platinum president? And who are these people that you're talking about? I'm confused. Well, I'll tell you this. I am so glad that you asked that question. Artist International is a health and wellness company that is sold out to the Lord. They do everything through decency and order and through prayer. And we're just so excited to be part of that. Artist International has the best reshaping garments, the best products out there, healthcare, skincare, you name it, it is there. And as Brenda Terrell would say, it's the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. So I would suggest that you go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to share the good news about Artist International, the company that is changing people's lives, their mindsets, their health, as well as their zip codes. So we invite you to that call, but today is Friday. Well, actually, no, tomorrow's Friday. I'm sorry. Tomorrow's Friday, so directly after this call, you have an opportunity to give your prayer requests, your testimonies, and your praise reports, and you also can jump on the MMC call after that. But today, directly after this, which is 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 out there in the Pacific Coast, it's the MMC call. So we're just excited. Again, we want you to go on our website so that you can help and sow into the ministry of Pastor Everett Thomas. As you've heard, there was some devastation due to weather with one of his churches, and we are just standing and believing that we can all come together and assist and sow and pray, knowing that God is able. So go on our website. We invite you there and invite you to share that website with as many of your friends as possible so they too can be blessed. Well, I'm about to move out the way so this mighty woman of God could come on the line. I tell you, she is no stranger to the line. She brings the word with clarity, enthusiasm, and with such poise, and I love to hear how God uses her through the word. Matthew 11:12 says, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And that is a verse that co-pastor LaVonna Lewis stands on. She was born out there in Las Vegas, Nevada, 3 days before me to the date, August 1st in 72, to a single teenage mother. And co-pastor LaVonna Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic, but God, but God, but God. She says, what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. And it was a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in a church, that she needed to make her relationship with God more personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at 14 and began preaching the gospel and many, many churches around the Las Vegas area. And by the time she was 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by the age of 19. There are so many awesome things I would love to share about co-pastor LaVonna, but the main thing is she's a lover of the Lord, and she brings the word with such boldness. And if you want to know more about her, please go to www.themasterscall.net. But at this time, we are bringing forth to you none other than co-pastor LaVonna Lewis. Are you out there? Co-pastor Lewis,
yes,
are you there?
I am. Amen.
I can hear you. Take it away.
Excellent. God bless you. Thank you so much. You know, our birthdays were so close. Look at that power. We thank God for another opportunity. I greet you in the divine love of God, of Christ that he had displayed on the cross so many years ago. That he displays it every day in our lives. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for everything God is doing, has done, and is yet to do. I am Pastor LaVonna Lewis, and yes, I'm all the way out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it is still pitch black dark outside. But we are grateful that God's power is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that he never slumbers nor sleeps. And so here I'm going into the Word today, and it's such a wonderful blessing. Did not know that Minister Kai had coined the phrase today, because that's exactly what I'm going to be speaking about today. I'm going to be talking about the power of a thought, the power of your mind, keeping your mind in a good, healthy place in Christ. And so how important it is to think on these things. And I'm going to start with Romans 12 and 2. And this scripture, of course, is very familiar to us, especially if you've grown up in church like I did. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." And so we're going to be talking about today about what is a thought and the power of your thoughts. Because we don't realize many times that things we think, the situation we're in right now, is evidence of where our thought is at, where our thoughts have been, how healthy our thoughts or how dysfunctional our thoughts are. The place we're in right now, action always starts with a thought. Every action that you've done, that you're doing, that you have done in the past, always started with a thought, whether it was your thought or whether it was a suggestion from a friend or an enemy or whoever. It always started with a thought, because your thoughts begin, and then your thoughts lead to words, and your words lead to actions. And so everything started with a thought. So you probably say, "Well, Pastor, what's a thought? Give me, break that down a little more." So I'm glad you asked what a thought is. It is an idea or an opinion produced by thinking or occurring subtly in the mind. Let me say it again. It is an idea or an opinion produced by thinking, by the act of thinking, by that process, or it occurs suddenly in the mind. I know there were some days that you just were sitting there and you got this random thought in your mind. You go, whoa, where did that come from? Wait, I wasn't even thinking about that. And a random thought came into your mind. You have to understand that your mind is the place where Christ meets you for worship. Your mind is where your will and your emotions lie. We think that a mind is our brain, and a brain and a mind are two different things. Your brain is where your intellect processes are, but your mind is where your emotions are. That's where your sukkos, your soul, is at. That is where the Lord meets with you and he worships with you. That's why the enemy so wants your mind, because he knows once he grabs your mind, now he got control over everything else in you. Once he gets you to thinking negatively, he knows he can get you to act negatively. He can get you to, he can take that love away. When you used to love somebody else, all it takes is somebody to put a negative thought in your mind about somebody. Come on, you know it's happened before. You've been on the phone with somebody and they say, you know how they can't stand sister such and such or brother such and such. And you start seeing them different now. You see them at church and you used to hug on them, and now you kind of go a different route around the church not to get to have to deal with them or speak to them. Why? Somebody put a suggestion, a thought in your mind that was different than what you had before. Concepts and ideas are being created daily. Every day you're thinking, every single day, whether you're conscious of it or not, you are thinking about something. And so we have to understand how different our lives are because of the thoughts. Think about what your life would be like now in comparison to what it used to be if somebody had thought about some things. You know, we have cell phones because somebody thought. We have planes because somebody thought. Computers because somebody thought. Somebody said, "Look, I noticed, you know, you guys want to use the phone, but you're stuck at home and you want to be able to leave it and take it somewhere with you." So they made this device that you can just pick up with you and just take with you, and you can just dial up a number, and you can call all over the world and never have any wires or connection and go, and we just called it the cell phone. Why? Because somebody thought about it. Think about now, what thought are you one thought away from making this world different? I'm going to say it again. What thought have you yet to think that God is getting ready to use that's going to bless you, bless your house, bless this nation, bless this world? We bless God because of our founders. Because one day, Papa Diaz de Leon had a thought. And he thought, you know what? We need to do better with our health. We need to do better with women's shaping. We need to do better with the way we look and feel. And we need to do better about our wealth. And so thank God for a thought. Because when he had that thought, he could have just said, dismissed it, could have got rid of it, could have said, look, no, that'll never work. It ain't going to happen. You know, we're skeptical in our thoughts. And he could have said, forget it. I don't see this going well. But blessed be the Lord, he worked on it. He actively moved on that thought. And because of that, look at how many of our lives have changed. How many of us have met and never would have met had it not been artists, had it not because of somebody's original thought. So I want to tell you that you are one thought away from the greatest experience of your life. You are one thought away from just changing and revolutionizing your life. If you think about it like that, you'll think about how powerful your thoughts are, and you'll be more careful not to let the suggested thoughts that are so adversarial to your conducive to your life, to the betterment of you. You'll be careful not to think such negativity, and you'll be careful not to let other folks with negative thoughts speak into your spirit. Do you have, a question I want to ask is, do you have the courage to think? Because a lot of us, especially I'm telling you, when you've gone through pain and injury and folk have hurt you and you've been devastated, and sometimes you just want to numb yourself to thinking. You just want to numb yourself. I remember when my mother passed this year, and then my nephews, and then some brothers. I just lost family member after family member after family member was just going on to be with the Lord. My body became numb. Why? Because my thoughts became numb. I didn't want to think. I didn't want to deal with what was going on. So I began to just numb. Don't want to talk to nobody. Look, leave me alone. I just want to be alone, and I don't want to think about anything. I just want to focus on nothing. And so what happens is you have to have the courage to push past that pain and have the courage to begin to think again, the courage to begin to meet God again in your mind in worship and say, God, past all the pain, I want you to put thoughts that you want me to have in my head. I want you to give me thoughts. I want you to give me, because my thoughts cause me to grow. My thoughts cause me to evolve. My thoughts cause me to become. And so before I can become what it is that you want me to have to be, I have to first think that thing. I have to see it. And then I have to be clear in my mind as to where we're going. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're no better than the thoughts that you're thinking. You'll never be able to go to the next level unless you start thinking next level thoughts. If you're still thinking third grade thoughts, guess what? You'll never get to middle school. If you're still thinking middle school thoughts, you'll guess what? You'll never make it in high school. And so many of us are still in the high school of our lives. And so we've never made it to college of our lives. Why? Because we can't take our thoughts to that next level. And so God wants us to know that if we think little, we become little. Think big, you become big. If you think weak, you become weak. You know, you see where I'm going with this. But if you think strong, you become strong. So I want to challenge you on today that you want to take your thoughts to a different level. You want to realize that your creation, that creation started with a thought. And so because God is a creator, he calls us to be creative beings. And so when God thought a thought, one thought, he thought all thoughts. And so when he thought about you and your conception, trust me, he saw your end. He knew the trouble you were going to go. He knew the struggles you were going to go. But guess what? He knew he was going to be with you as well. And he saw you coming out before he ever allowed you to go through that situation. That ought to make somebody want to shout, because someone on this line right now is in a situation. You're saying, co-pastor, I'm telling you, you are hearing God this morning because I'm in a situation and I don't see my way out. But guess what? God saw it. God knew it. He already thought it. And he just wants you to start thinking on these things. He wants you to start thinking on what things? He wants you to think on things that are lovely and pure, of good report. We got to change our stinking thinking and start making it powerful. For thinking, we got to start realizing, look, I steward over my thoughts. I can't control what nobody else thinks about me. I can't control what the world thinks about me. I can't control what parents or children or loved ones, siblings. All I can control is my thoughts. And how do I control my thoughts? Because I purposely focus on these things. When I wake up in the morning, you ought to have scriptures on your wall. You ought to go and just be bold enough to go find some scriptures that just talk about the promises and the power of God and just print them out in different colors and put them around your cubicle at work. Put them around your bedroom and put them around your living room and your bathroom. So every time you walk around, you can't help but think on the things. Why? Because they're right there in your face and you got to read them. That is a good, that's something somebody ought to listen to. Somebody ought to follow up on that. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6 says, "For we walk not in this flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're divine power to destroy what? Strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion that raises against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete." Listen, I have to take it purposely under captive. My thoughts don't just, I don't wake up every morning, contrary to Beyonce, I don't wake up like this. I don't wake up and say, you know, hey, I got wonderful thoughts. No, sometimes my thoughts are under attack. And sometimes I will get an arbitrary sudden thought that is not of God. And so guess what I have to do? I have to take that thing under captivity. Pulling that stronghold down, because if you don't, it will strongly hold you. So if you don't take that thought under, you have to understand to see yourself like in a garden, see yourself running around and see this prey that has come into your garden that comes to just destroy the beautiful atmosphere and environment God has created for you. And you have to get a godly kind of anger for that. It doesn't mean you get an attitude, but you have to get a godly kind of anger that says, I will not allow this to happen. I will not allow these kind of thoughts to float around. I will not. Look, I tell people all the time that if you have unforgiveness, that's one bad thought right there. That's an example. And you haven't forgiven someone, it's like letting somebody live in your mind, your head, rent-free. They just taking up space. And my mama used to tell us all the time that if you live here, you contributed to the rent. You're going to put some in if it's just you doing some laundry or some chores. So if it's not benefiting your life, if it's not adding to you, if it's not blessing you or making you better, it needs to have an eviction notice served ASAP. We need better thoughts. Why? Because God works with my thoughts. He is concerned about my thoughts. You are one idea away, one thought away from being a greater you. You are one thought away from being the you that you dreamt about so long. One idea, one thought away. You saw what cancer, the cure for cancer, is somebody's thought away. The new inventions are one thought away. And so we have to focus on things. Think on these things. Think on what things. Think on things that you may not see. I tell you all the time, we have to get out of being sensual Christians and become spiritual. All things are given to us in the spirit. What do you mean? All things that we need are in the spirit. But I can't focus on what I see. I can't focus on what I hear. I can't focus on those things. Why? Because everything in my senses are going to tell me things that are contrary to what God is saying. So I have to focus on what God tells me to focus on. That's why he said that he wanted us to think on the things that are lovely, that are good, that are a good report. Proverbs 17:22 said, "A joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." What it's translated is thinking on good things will bless your spirit, will take you to another level. But thinking on negativity all the time will get you depressed. That's what the word depressed means. It means to just push and crush and just squash down. So we bind depression. Why? Because we think on better things. I don't need medicine today. Why? I'm just going to think better thoughts. That's what I'm going to take. I'm going to take me some Jesus medicine this morning, and I'm going to think on some better thoughts and move this depression out the way. Why? Because it's not adding to me. It's not benefiting me. It's not blessing me. Your work is going to be established when your thoughts are established. Your work is going to be settled when your thoughts are settled. We're all over the place. We're doing this and we're doing that, and we've just got our head everywhere. Why? Because our thoughts are everywhere. And that's how I can tell a person where their thoughts are, simply by watching their actions long enough. I'm a people watcher. One reason I love Facebook is because I just love to watch people's activity and watch people. It's just the psychologist in me and the pastor in me. that I like to watch over folks' souls. I like to watch people's minds and where they're at. But I can tell somebody who's been negatively thinking all day because you can see it in their writing. You can see it in their posts. And I know you're probably not, you're like, yeah, you sure can. You can just see as they post, and you can see how people, how the enemy has just been attacking their thoughts and their minds. I want to come to you today as I close and tell you that you've got to get that in control. We're not waging this war against flesh. This is a mind thing. You got to get this control over your mind. Again, I'm going to quote this. Finally, brother, whatsoever true, whatsoever honorable, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, and whatsoever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things. Get your thoughts under control, because there is power in your thoughts. Be blessed.
Wow, wow, wow. That is a profound, powerful word. Thank you, Co-Pastor Lewis, for allowing God to use you for such a powerful word as at a, such a time like this. We will call you back for our closing benediction as we go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you this morning humbly, Lord, thanking you for the word that you have blessed us with this morning. We come to you individually and we come to you collectively just saying thank you for all that you do, Lord. Thank you for having a roadmap for our lives even before we came onto this earth. Thank you, Lord, for the ideas and the gifts and the talents and the purpose that you have blessed each one of us with, Lord. And now we ask, Father, that not only do you bless that idea, not only do you continue to nourish that idea, but God, give us the fortitude to understand by listening to you and by meditation and by being quiet in the word to understand what it is you have us to do. Let our thoughts become good actions, Father. Thank you for showing us how to be doers of the word opposed to sayers of the word. Thank you, Lord, for showing us how to create a loving bond amongst each other, not only on the TMC family, but just overall. And thank you for showing your presence on this line this morning, reminding us that you are there with us no matter what. And just thank you for everything, God. And we just ask that you watch over Co-Pastor Lewis and her family. Touch them, Lord. Continue to bless her, Father. Continue to guide over her and her ministries, Lord. Continue to watch over her and her husband, God, and just touch them the way that you can, Lord. We ask that you continue to provide an overflow of blessings for them so they can continue to be a blessing unto others. And, God, we just thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, for their yes. God, we just thank you that they thought about the mandate you gave them and it manifests this call. So we just want to say thank you so much for them following your instructions with this call and following your mandate, Lord, so it goes with decency, clarity, and order. And Father, I just thank you for every TMC prayer warrior on this line, the ones that were past, ones that are current, and those that you're going to bless us with in the future, God. We just want to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus for them. And Lord, every prayer request spoken and unspoken on this line, you know our hearts, you know our minds, you know what we are in need of prayer of. We just want to say thank you in advance because we're not going to keep praying for it. We're just going to thank you for it because we know you are God and God all by yourself. And once we pray on it, the next step for us to do is to say amen and thank you. So we are rejoicing for good health and we are rejoicing for good finances and we are rejoicing for relationship restorement and we are rejoicing for comfort for those who are bereaved. And Father, we ask that you watch over the Diaz and Leon family, those who are joining artists just now and all the way up to the Royal Platinum. God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, Master's Call family, I strongly encourage that you share this message with your friends, your coworkers, your social media network, whomever. Let them know that they are one thought away from success. And when we say success, it's not success on a monetary value, but it means fulfilling your purpose. So we just want to thank God in advance for all of us that are following God's mandate and listening to those thoughts. I want to say thank you to you, Minister Kai, for greeting and feeding God's children with such Jesus joy. And thank you for that tagline. Look at how God works. It ties all together. And Co-Pastor Lewis, All I could say is amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for decreasing and allowing God to work through you. And Dr. V and Dr. PK, we love you and want to say thank you. If you want to hear this call in its entirety, dial 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. Again, an MMC call is directly after the benediction, 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. That call starts at 8:30, 7:30, 6:30, and 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, Central, Mountain, and Pacific, respectfully. And if you jumped on the call after, remember this call starts at 8 o'clock, but we encourage you to call in 10 minutes before to fellowship with each other. You all have a magnificent day. Greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, letting people know that you're a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Co-Pastor Lewis, please come back on the line for our closing benediction. Oh, and lastly, please don't forget to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, to sow into Pastor Everett Thomas's ministry and to learn more about the call. Pastor Lewis, are you there?
Yes. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word on this morning about our thoughts and how to keep our thoughts in you. Your word, thank you for your word, 1 Corinthians 2 and 11. Through 16, it tells us that for we know, who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him. So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the spirit of God. Now we have received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Father, we thank you, God, that you tell us, God, that you are continuing to work with us in our mind, that you are teaching us, God, that we serve you with our mind and not with our flesh. We thank you, Father, for continuing to love us even when our mind does not line up with your mind. God, we thank you, Lord, that you will continue to be in relationship with us, that we may have a transference of thoughts, that you tell me how you think. You'll walk with me and walk with us like you did Adam in the cool of the day and share your thoughts with us. God bless you. Help us on today that as we walk this day out, that we'll walk it out, God, thinking thoughts of pure and lovely good reports. And God, that we'll keep our mind focused and stayed on you. In your name, till we meet again, God, keep us in your fellowship and keep us in the fellowship of the Holy Ghost and in love. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so. Amen. Be blessed.